USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Now, you really drive them crazy if you say 12 more years.
12. Busy campaigning day for President Trump, the president in Michigan and Wisconsin, the president ending his day in Las Vegas, Nevada. Dr. Anthony Fauci, in an upcoming episode of 60 Minutes, says the coronavirus pandemic would have to get really, really bad before he would favor a national lockdown.
The country is fatigued with restrictions. So we want to use public health measures not to get in the way of opening the economy, but to being a safe gateway to opening the economies.
The entire interview with Fauci will air Sunday night. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyroot. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says there's no evidence of widespread voter fraud. This as more absentee ballots are found in the trash, this time in Kentucky.
Federal authorities are now investigating after a contractor in Jefferson County, Kentucky, stumbled on 112 absentee ballots in a dumpster. The ballots never made it to their intended recipients and had not been opened or filled out. Special agents from the U.S. Postal Service's Office of the Inspector General also found two political flyers as they investigated. Special Agent Scott Balfour tells AP that when the investigation is concluded, the case will be presented for federal prosecution to the U.S. Attorney's Office. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
The Michigan Court of Appeals blocked a lower court's order that gave a 14-day extension on mail-in ballots. The court said any changes had to be approved by the legislator, not judiciary. Similar court-imposed extensions in Wisconsin and Indiana have been overturned by higher courts. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New data suggests it could be a grim winter for deaths from COVID-19. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has the story.
A key model has a stark prediction for a winter surge in coronavirus deaths. The new report from the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington is forecasting a spike in COVID-19 deaths over the winter months to nearly 400,000 by the beginning of February. That would be an increase of more than 80%. Doctors at the Institute say they expect to see the number of deaths begin to rise as soon as the beginning of November. The United States saw the number of coronavirus infections pass 8 million this week. More than 218,000 Americans have already died of the virus. And the latest data from Johns Hopkins University shows that 21 states have recorded peak weekly averages of infections over the last 7 days.
A Virginia girl is becoming one of the first ever female Eagle Scouts. Katie Hunter of Vienna, Virginia, says she always wanted to be a Boy Scout like her brothers.
I was a little jealous that they got to do all these fun things like rock climbing and camping.
Hunter finally got her chance when the Boy Scouts of America announced last year they would let girls join. Only about 6% of Boy Scouts ever become Eagle Scouts.
Part of me really wanted to prove that girls could do it just the same as boys could.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.